Gundel ruminated as he worked his way through a turnip and gravy pasty.
Why would he habis be a leaving he monocle up in yon tree?
Brother Holman selected a maple wafer spread with white cheese.
Yes, and why in that one particular place?
Mira spoke the answer before she had realised it.
Monocles of a seeing through. Maybe she placed it there so some beast could climb up there and look through it.
Craig smote a paw against her forehead.
Of course. It was placed facing north, Whirl said.
The squiddle maid allowed Broggle to fill her beaker with cordial.
From the position of the monocle in between the boughs, I'd say any beast looking through it would be viewing the abbey building on its south side, if that's any help.
Gundel wiped a serviette across his mouth.
Ossens'll find that out directly after lunch, Burai.
The second visit to the ash tree involved taking along one of Drog Selahog's stout ropes. Fuel took it up into the tree, and looping it around a high bough, she let the end down, scampering to the ground behind it.
Have you got the monocle, Mira? Come on, I'll help you up.
Cracker gave the otter maid final instructions.
Place the monocle back in its slot and look through it. The instant you see something, shout down and tell me. Up you go, friend.
Assisted by the tree whiffler, Mira climbed into the spreading ash, hauling herself up on the rope, whilst allowing Fuel to find holds for her foot paws. She chanced to glance down.
We're getting rather high up, aren't we?
Fuel placed her shoulder under Mira's foot paw to steady it.
Don't look down, Mira. Keep going. Nearly there now.
The friends below on the ground stood patiently waiting. After a while, they heard sounds.
It's Miss Murrer, and she'm laughing fit to burst.
Craig turned her face upward.
Mira, have you found anything? What are you laughing at?
Otter Maid and Squiddle Maid were both chortling. Mira called back down to the bemused badger mom.
You'll never believe it, Gregor. I'm staring straight into your bedroom window.